with very little time left to live and apparently dying of terminal brain cancer. Charles Manson disciple Susan Atkins was once again denied parole today, where her family and lawyers were arguing on humanitarian grounds that she be released from jail. The parole board decided that she will spend the rest of her life in jail, and apparently that won't be very long. The family thought that because Susan Atkins can't put words together, can't snap her fingers or sit up in bed, and she's very ill, that it would only be the right thing to do is to let her out of jail. I'm going to take you back to Susan Atkins, well, she later recanted, but testimony at a grand jury where she talked about killing actress Sharon Tate. She revealed how she held down Sharon Tate as she pleaded for her life and her baby's life. She recounted how she told Tate, "Look, bitch, I don't care a thing about you. You're going to die and there's nothing you can do about it." To cause more suffering, they held off killing Sharon Tate until all others were dead, and then they stabbed her repeatedly as she called out for her mother. Atkins later recanted her testimony, like I've mentioned. I guess one would say that what goes around comes around, and those who take lives should lose their lives, whether it is by the death penalty or spending life in prison. Life in prison should mean just that. Susan Atkins will die there, and that's where she belongs. I'm Dana Pretzer, and that's today's commentary.